Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's episode came out of a conversation I was having with a friend. And they were talking about Gandhi and Gandhi's famous quote, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." And we were just exploring what he might have meant by that. Because a lot of times when I've heard that quote used as it's like an exhortation to try harder, you've got to be impeccable with your word. You've got to be a person of integrity. You need to be this and be that, as if being was the product of doing. Just try harder to be a good person, to be the change before you start judging everyone else. And in our conversation, what was occurring to me was that's really a misunderstanding of what be the change probably means. Because being, by definition, cannot be the product of doing. We are who and what we are. And as it happens, who and what we are underneath the noise of who we think we are is beautiful to the point of being divine. And the story that I often think of when I think of trying to point people towards the just magnificence of who they are was a friend of mine, Dr. Mark Howard, was telling me that when he was first doing therapeutic work with this understanding, he was helping people with addiction treatment. That was his specialty. And he was getting great results, and he was rightfully quite proud of himself. And one of his mentors kind of was patting him on the back and saying, "Well, that's fantastic, Mark. It's wonderful that they're moving beyond their addictions. But do they know that they're God?" Now, I don't know exactly, I've talked with Mark about this, I don't know exactly how he heard that, but I know that he heard it in a way that was game-changing. And I heard it in a way that was game-changing for me. Both because it reminded me that, yeah, it's really helpful to change some unhelpful behaviors. But waking up to this inner spirit, to the level of soul, to the pure aliveness, pure consciousness, pure presence that we are underneath the noise of our personal thinking, of our thinking that we're a person, is this same energy that runs through everything. So God to me in this sense is a word to describe the energy that runs through all things. It is our essential nature. It is God as Sid Banks was describing when he said, "God I am, but I am not God." In other words, it's not saying, "Hey, yeah, I'm better than everybody else, and I'm sitting up on a cloud, and I can do this, and I can do that." It's simply recognizing that we are made of the same stuff as the entire universe. We are made of the same intelligence that spins planets and beats hearts and runs the world. And you can't fake that by trying to act the way you think you would act if it were true. You can't fake being at peace by acting the way a peaceful person would act, because you don't know how a peaceful person would act except for in those moments that you are one. So what happens is we make up an idealized image of how we should be, of how people should be. And because we can't live up to that idealized image, we try to fake it till we make it, thinking that if we just pretend long enough, it'll happen. But you can't fake being God, because you are already that. which means that how it shows up is exactly how you show up. How it shows up in someone else is exactly how they show up. Now, that's not to say that when you relax into it, you might not start showing up different. It's not to say that when you kind of start where you are, you won't wind up somewhere closer to what you think would be cool for people to be like. It just means that the difference between trying to fake being a certain way and recognizing that that is already the way you are is longer than the furthest journey you could take on the planet. So you can't fake being God, but that's okay, because you already are. You already are made of love. You already are made of life. You already are made of spirit. So I guess the bad news is you can't fake it, but the good news is you don't have to. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.